I'm talking to Andrew Sorensen, who's just given us a fantastic first opening session for Create World 09 on computational modelling for composition, musical composition. Fascinating stuff. Andrew, what's your background?
My background's actually as a trumpet player. So I did an undergraduate in jazz trumpet at uni, and then I did a master's degree in composition. And during the process of doing the master's degree, I spent quite a lot of time doing computer music composition. And that kind of naturally led me down a path towards getting a job as a computer programmer. And spent really 10 years as a computer programmer, and I've sort of recently come back to academia, and I've been working at the Queensland University of Technology and the Australasian CRC for Interaction Design, investigating generative art, generative audio and visual media.
It was fascinating watching that live coding, and I know that you actually are interested in that as a musician and play with AACL,
mm-hmm.
Local group here in Brisbane. I was interested in one of the questions that came from the floor. They asked you whether or not you heard the composition in your head before you actually notated it, and you said sometimes there's a surprise, and it reminded me that was probably the same sort of question that was asked of Mozart. You know, I mean, how much is a surprise, and how much how much flexibility, I guess, is there in this compositional approach?
Well, I guess comparisons to Mozart aside, there's sort of two sides to that, I guess. So the first thing is that generally, when I'm talking about computational music, I'm looking at a model of a compositional process, and for me, the start of that model is usually from me thinking or hearing in my inner ear a kind of work that I'd like to make.
Mm-hmm.
Often, of course, that, you know, that usually comes from some historical, you know, listening that I've done, but I think about a model, and then I try and build that model computationally. So I have a fairly strong idea about the kind of result that I'm after.
Yeah.
I usually work with quite a tight constraint over my computational process. But of course, there's always going to be some non-deterministic elements of that, or random elements that are introduced to the composition where I'm not exactly sure what the outcome's going to be. And it's in those little subtle variations and changes that I actually find a lot of really interesting stuff happens.
On a personal note, I dabble in watercolour, and it's exactly the same kind of medium.
Mm.
You think you know what you're doing, the colours that you've got, but the water takes over somehow, and there's a fluidity that can often end up with something that's far more beautiful than you could have done deterministically. Do you find that with this process?
Absolutely. And in fact, one of the sort of the practice, my practice these days is in a style that we call live coding, which is basically
mm-hmm.
that we build these computational models in real time in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm.
But not only do we build them, we then have the ability to control their execution while they're running.
Yep.
So we constantly change and mold and craft these algorithms as they're developing over
Fantastic.
Time. So we have the ability to both have random elements, but also to change and manipulate and kind
mm-hmm.
of work with this sort of fluid model that we're controlling.
Yeah, I remember seeing you play AACL a couple of years ago at Create World, and I was just blown away. I'd never seen anything like it, and it's just quite extraordinary. Huge future, I imagine, in movie making for soundtrack.
Yeah, well, so one of the pieces of work we've been doing at ACID, the Australasian CRC for Interaction Design, is looking at generative composition for film scoring,
uh-huh.
Where a film producer or a film composer can sit down with a tool and basically drive a compositional process parametrically. So by sort of specifying parametric changes over time, and those parametric changes are then controlling an underlying generative process.
Fabulous. We're going to have to close there, but thank you so much, Andrew. Terrific. Look forward to seeing more of this. It's going to be a good 3 days. It's wonderful being an arts geek.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.